QCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest of promotion and amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First there is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, out of Pentagrass, Georgia. Next is Mr. John, KF4CKT, out of Honeypot. Then we've got Mr. Patrick, KC4WDG, out of Rome, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Next is Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we have Mr. Ben, KO4ZW, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Don, KG4PFI. He brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, down there in Table Rock. Then we've got John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Next is Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up there in Fletcher. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins this evening. And we have a couple EchoLink stations, so we're going to pause right here. Give our EchoLink stations priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. He's down there in Berea. Jim, good to hear you tonight. And the other EchoLink station, WH6 station, if you're trying to check in, maybe wait just a little bit longer before you speak. You're getting cut off or you're dropping out one.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel. Carl, Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado. No traffic. In and out.
We got you that time, Carl. We'd like to welcome Carl, WH6ANH. He's out there in Denver, Colorado. Carl, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for hanging in there and giving it another try. So appreciate you doing that. And welcome to the net tonight. I know you've been here before, so good to hear you again. All right, with that, that concludes all of our pre-net check-ins and our EchoLink station now for the moment. So we'll move over here to RF. And tonight, being Friday night, we'll start with Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4HKX on our Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. home down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Angela have an excellent weekend, and thanks for checking in tonight. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX. This is KO4HGX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And forgot to say this earlier, but the reason you're hearing me tonight is because Mr. Leon has went up to Hamcation, so he is up there. Him and Wendy are enjoying that. So next week, the next 2 weeks when he does it, you'll have to come in here and give him a hard time about that. But with that pause, we're going to move on up to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Team Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made a home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down in Ware Shoals. Rick, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and bringing along the family. Do appreciate that. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HGX. All right, we'd like to welcome our net manager. That's Mr. Dave, W4DJW. He makes his home down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by. And thanks for all you do for us on the keeping the net going. Do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, and that is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative negative night, Patrick. Good to hear you.
HKX, KC4GEE, it's Kilo Charlie 4, Gulf Echo Echo, Ken in Moore, M-O-O-R-E, South Carolina. Good evening, everyone. No traffic, no comments. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home up there in Candler. Harry, good to hear you, and thanks, sir, for being a loyal listener and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KC4GEE. He makes his home down there in Moore. And Ken, good to hear you tonight. And sir, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that pause, we'll move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James of Ponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HKX. Patrick, it is good to hear you call the net any night. Wanted that to be clear. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. I hope everybody has a good night. I hope everybody is enjoying this marvelous weather. And think about how cold it was not that long ago. KK4JBQ.
4HKX. And Kilo, Romeo, 4, Delta, Bravo, Romeo. KR4DBR. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
Texas and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO. Welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. FK. And comment later, so I'll be back around to you shortly. I believe that was me after I checked in. Mr. Bo, KR4DBR, makes it home. And Bubba, thanks for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate that. And let me check with Larry to make sure I got that right. I'll send him to change radios there right quick.
K4JBQ here.
Keep on for comment. I was having to change radios.
All right, I'll be around for a comment. Yes.
He's way good. I just think is not working real well, so I had to change over to the vertical. But we've got it all, so I'll be back around to you shortly. I just wanted to verify that right quick.
Well, looking forward to it. KK4JVQ.
This is KO4HKX on the Blue Ridge Team Internet. All right, now that all that's out of the way, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JQB. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ken. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net Controller. That is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. He makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, I am glad that I'm not the only one having radio trouble tonight, because you were dropping it out there. And so I'm glad it's not just me.
HT, so I'm just making by with 5 watts. So back to net, KO4JKV.
Good to hear you tonight, and thanks for checking in on HT. That's really well. For some reason, my beam is not receiving it hardly at all tonight, so I had to switch radios. But we all got it handled. So good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by and checking in. But with that, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Mike Super Bob. Mike Super Bob, please call KO4HK.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and on the net.
This is KK4JBQ. We'd like to welcome Mr. Matt, WG4MC. He is our Thursday night net controller, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight. With that, we will try one more. Mike Superpa, please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We're going to move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
Patience, my foot. You're interrupting my homemade ice cream and strawberry shortcake. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir. Now with some cookies.
4HKX. Mommy's making me hungry. Hello there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Take this home back. I talked to him on the radio. And cookies were awesome. For lunch. I'm helping a friend of mine do some work, and they were a good after lunch snack there, Tom. So you pass that along to Miss Bernice for me, please, sir. And we'd like to welcome my good buddy Chris, KO4LG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. And yeah, Tom has a to do that. Rubbing in all the good things that Miss Bernice fixes for him.
Most of them is hungry.
Roger that. Like I said, he has a tendency to do that. But she was around all the time. So I can't say anything. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by. With that, please call KO4HKX. We're going to open it up. Alpha 2 Zulu. Call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
4HKX. What a nice surprise to hear you tonight. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be here for a little bit.
KO4HKX. HKX, net control. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville. Be negative, negative. Good evening, Patrick, to you and everyone else on the net.
4HKX. Good evening. It's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. WW4JET. I'd like to check in from Northern Pickens County over by Table Rock. Name's Matthew. And appreciate you calling the net. No traffic, but I'll be monitoring a bit. Thanks again for calling that tonight.
KO4HKX and the Brewers 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren in 4HHC. Makes his home down there in Taylor's. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I got you down for a couple minutes. I'll be back around after Larry. Then we got Mr. Anthony, KQ4ZLE. He makes his home down there in Townville. Good to hear you this evening. Sorry I've been missing you of a morning. My new arrangement. I don't, hard to get motivated that time of day sometimes. Been in and out with it this week. But good to hear you, and thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matt, PW4JET. Makes his home down there in Pickens. And I guess that's Table Rock. So, but Matthew, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back here shortly also. And thanks for checking in tonight. All right, with that, we'll come in. Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call.
AX. Hey, Patrick, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home in Easley where my tires are showing. Got the roof on the porch today. Just check us in and out. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, and please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
X. Everyone on the net, appreciate you calling the net for us. Good to hear you on a Friday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. Sounding good. Appreciate you getting this together. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
KO4HKX, number 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary. He's our wind net controller and keeper of all things. KI4DOS. So why? Makes his home down there at Easley. And Gary, glad to hear you got the roof on there. I wish you would have let me know ahead of time that that's what you were doing, so I could have made arrangements to help you with that. Elise and I said hello, and it was good to see you earlier this week. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Saturday night net controllers. That's Mr. Mike, AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Sentville. And Mike, good to hear you. Thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. I appreciate each and every one of the check-ins. And about slipped up on me tonight, so I ain't going to lie about it. I forgot that I told Leon that I would call so he could go to Hamcation up there and enjoy that side of ham radio. So we covered him for him. But with that, we will try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4 again. All right, with that long pause, we'll assume we got everybody now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal point. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Let's call KO4HKX.
HKX, this is KK4JBQ. Hello there, Patrick. It is good to hear so many people out there having good words for one another. You don't know. You just don't know how good that sounds. But I know you do know. We're living in strange times. And I think I'm part of a group that of people that look out for one another, that care for one another, that are courteous when they speak to one another. Isn't it marvelous? KK4JBQ.
And I'm with you. I like to look out for people and have respect for other people. And just most of the time I enjoy being around other people, but there are times that not so much. You know, you can't have everything. But yeah, it's good to hear that people come together here and have good words with each other and trying to encourage one another and just have a good time.
Pick out one word that you've said there, the encourage word. I don't think you can encourage people if you're constantly putting them down, trying to put them in their place or a place or whatever. I don't think you can be encouraging like that. That's not how I was raised to understand human nature. And I've seen a fair bit of human nature in 74 years. I will tell you the truth. Things are changing, and I think there's still something to be saved, something to be celebrated in the friendliness of amateur radio. I'm not talking about any one person, you understand. There's a whole lot of people that qualify. But I'm not talking about any one person. I'm talking about this whole hobby. It is an excellent place to find yourself. And you can just be yourself, whatever that is, I think. That's awfully good. So, anyway, I just wanted to shoot off a few fireworks there in the beginning. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, it is good to hear you, and good to hear you, not was. It is good to hear you. Getting a conversation today with a buddy of mine while we were eating lunch. He just recently got his license. Haven't got him on the there yet. Playing a little bit today with Simplex between me and him on HTs while we were moving around on the job site, but we'll get him there. He'll get on here sooner or later.
It's really all you have to do, and you don't have to be sneaky about it or anything. I mean, it's just doing what you like to do and making sure that other people see you do it. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've only been in the hobby for a dozen years or so myself, I know there's others here that have a lot more on me. Done a great deal more, accomplished a great deal more, and you have it, you know, you have all that to show for it. Well, on to another matter, I guess. I was happy to, well, this is how I managed. I was down in the dumps. I was really sickly down in the dumps. Sick and tired of the way my voice was sounding, and I wondered, now, how do I do anything to overcome this miserable, horsey sound that I had? And so I thought, well, find yourself, you know, some music that you like, and sing along. And pretty much, it has helped a great deal, I think, would you say?
Right, better than some of the other nights I've heard you, or the recent past, that's for sure.
It's okay, but I feel good, you know? Singing does that for me. And so I was rummaging through some of the stuff, and I'm going back maybe a dozen years or so now. There was a, oh goodness, I forget exactly how it got into my world, but an Irish group, four guys, a quartet, if you will, called the High Kings. And I like an Irish ditty. And they did a show from Dublin, and they broadcast it, I guess it was recorded, and then they broadcast it over the whole earth, I think, and they became very, very well known for that. Well, most of it is a cheery music. And the way the Irish put a sentence together amuses me. I just put it that way. And I have a lot of Irish in me. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that I'm not too far away from how they feel about things, you know? Yeah. In their music, anyway. So I was just singing along. Now, how did I get here? Since this morning, I didn't have a computer. And there's computers all over this house, but I didn't have one. Donna's got hers. I don't touch it. But I have all of the dregs. Do you know the word dregs? You were breaking up there. At least coming over the repeater. But I take it that you're acquainted. It is what's left at the bottom of the glass, if there was any bitters in the glass or whatever. So I just decided I can't do anything with, you know, what I have going on. And so I went to one computer, and no, I need a part for that. And I went to another computer, no, I haven't touched that in 6 months. It's going on. And then I found a little simple computer. I know this thing is back, goes back to 2010 maybe. And and so I just kept fiddling with it, and I got the operating system to work, and it seemed like it was stable enough that I might get something done. And then I went ahead and connected an amplifier with a couple of daggone good speakers. And that's why this little old cheap computer sounded so good. And so on this machine that was mine at one time, you know, and I had the High Kings on there. And so I found it, and I started playing it, and I turned that big amplifier up with those big speakers. And, I mean, I don't dance. I'm just not able to do it. I don't have anything against it. It's just I'm not able. And I just had a good time. I know for 2 solid hours, that's how long this concert was. And I played that thing, and it just made me happy. So, if I'm talking, if I can be heard by anybody who's not really happy right now, find yourself a piece of music that you like. It will carry you away to a better place. That's my recommendation for this evening and for tomorrow and maybe for the rest of time. Music is a wonderful thing, folks. If it's not in your life, go find it. Patrick, it's a good day. It has been a good day. I've been needing this. And I wanted to share that with folks. And I'm feeling pretty good. So I'll turn this over to who else would like to take another few minutes. And, you know, I don't even know what time it is here. Well, it's 9:38. So we're past the half hour mark. We're into that area where folks who just have a busy evening on all the nights that we call the net, you know how many nights that is, there are people who straggle in, and that's fine. We're just really happy to have, we're happy to have them too. Is that right? Yeah, sure. Patrick, take care, won't you? Good to talk with you. It's good to hear everybody. And I'm with you. I just wish Gary would let people know so we can line up to help. KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you, Patrick. Thank you for being there for us tonight. 7-3.
This is KO4HKX from Brewers 2 Internet. Larry, good to hear you. You sound much better, but there's a little pep in your step tonight, so good to hear you. And thanks for coming by and checking in. And I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful weekend. But with that, we're going to see if we got any more check-ins right quick. And then I'll be over there to you, Shane. Looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
It's Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. It's KJ4BKI. Down at Rocky Hill, South Carolina. Y'all have a great one, man. Just want to get the numbers up.
Well, with that, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI. He makes his home down there in Rock Hill. And Jack, good to hear you tonight. And yeah, thank you for coming by and checking in with us. It does seem like the numbers have been a little bit lately. But hopefully things are picking up. Everybody's feeling a little better. We got some sunshine the last couple days. And hopefully we'll get some people back in here. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by. With that, we're going to move over here and about to say tonight, N4ZLK, OK04HKX.
04HKX in the net, N4ZLK. Good evening, Patrick. I can promise you that I will not be as eloquent as Larry. Larry, I always appreciate hearing you, and it's really good to hear you check in tonight and stay for comments. I've been missing it because I know you haven't been feeling well. I appreciate what you had to say about music, and I'd kind of like to add to that, too. I was just sitting here thinking about what you were saying about music will lift you up and put you in a better spirit. And I think also being grateful for what we have also helps. That's just what I would add to it. Nothing wrong with what you said, but I was sitting here just thankful for what I have and thankful I'm not driving down the road to Atlanta tonight like I used to do on Friday nights. I was about to fall asleep. I'm glad I can be here. I am thankful for this net and everybody that's on here and thankful for good friends. And I enjoy this hobby. And Patrick, back to you.
It was good to hear you tonight, and it was good to put a little fun the last 2 days while we were out there driving around. Mine's been playing in muddy circles, but it's been fun nevertheless. So, and yes, I have to agree with you about the music and about being grateful. Thank you for just to learn to be grateful. We do have, and not focus so much on the negative stuff and that's going on around us. I know it's hard to do because it just seems like you're bombarded from every direction anymore.
About that. It's easy to get distracted. I think of my father-in-law who, I sometimes compare my father and my father-in-law. My father was not a very thankful person or a very grateful person. And anyway, he seemed to find the negative in everything. And my father-in-law had a heart attack when he was 21. And so he, you know, dealt with that all his life. He lived to be 68. And I met him, he was probably 60, I think. And couldn't do a lot. He'd already retired. He was able to work for the phone company, but he was one of the most thankful people I'd ever met and the most giving person. Didn't have a lot, but he just was a good example of being thankful. Every day he was alive, he was grateful for it. So that was kind of amazing to spend a few years with him, get to know him a little bit. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you if your right arm and your left leg are sore today.
It has been a minute since I had driven it was definitely an experience. Slipping and sliding around.
Yeah, I'm sure. You were breaking up pretty good there. I got some of it, but I'm sure it was like riding a bicycle, Patrick.
Not breaking up, but I don't know what's going on with the... That's two different radios and two different antennas. So I don't know I doubt it's my setup. That's why I changed radios earlier. But yes, it does come back to you, or come back to me real quickly. and ended up having a lot of fun. Just even though I was working, I just had a lot of fun doing it.
Something different. That would it would get monotonous and old if you suddenly realized you were going to be doing it for the next several years. But I'm sure this your signal is due to conditions. You know, this morning, I don't know if you heard, but conditions were wide open. I was sitting in the parking lot there at work, where sometimes I have trouble getting this repeater, and I was listening to a full quieting conversation on another repeater on this frequency. They weren't keying up ours, but I could hear their repeater, and I'm not sure where it is. But both sides of the conversation were full quieting. And then also 146.52 was very busy. They're very active. And I heard somebody in there calling CQ from Boone, North Carolina. And that's a pretty fur piece.
Conditions were definitely open this morning, because, like I said, all I had with me was HTs today. My buddy had one and I had the other one. And we were hearing a repeater that was, I looked it up, that was a good 75 miles away from us. And I've got the HT inside the cab of the truck. So, conditions were great this morning. I know we did have that solar flare yesterday or day before. So, probably got something to do with it. And then to cause some radio interference. So we probably got now.
So, a meteor when I came home. It was not quite dark, and I was looking at the roof, seeing if I could see. It looks like they're done. Might be some things that they need to come back and fix or clean up. But it was starting to get dark, and, you know, it's pretty overcast, but I saw a meteor fly over the house. Yeah, really bright, effervescent green, I guess you could say. It flashed for 3 or 4 seconds. So that may be affecting stuff too, if we've got those kind of things going on in the sky.
So, like I said, I brought my 991A, and I'm on my little radio that I do crossband repeat with on the vertical. So, doing the best I can with what I got, and I'm running a full 50 watts right now too.
Definitely affected. All right, I will turn it over here. I will say, or would like to say, and invite everybody tomorrow night. My son-in-law Connor will be calling the net, so if anybody's listening, please check in. This will be his first time, and give him some good numbers and give him a hard time. Make him work for his money tomorrow night. I know he'll appreciate it. He's probably not listening. So, anyway, thanks, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. You're doing a good job, and good night to everybody. KEO4HKX on the net, and 4ZLK.
Definitely good to hear you tonight, and was good to talk to you earlier today on a different review. Glad we could see that. And thanks for coming by and checking in, and I'll definitely make a here to come by and check in with Connor tomorrow night. That ought to be fun. And so thanks for coming by tonight. And Matthew, I'll be around to you in just a second. Let me see if we got any more check-ins right quick. We're looking for check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HK. This is 4HKX. Station trying to check in. I didn't get any of it. So, as bad as conditions are tonight, all I can tell you is move, and we'll give it another try right quick. I'll try to keep the repeater keyed up so you can hear and find a good location and maybe try that again. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be waiting for you to try again. Didn't get any of that. Can anybody relay that station in to me?
Call you, and that's it.
I'll move here to Matthew, and then I'll come a bit better. That way we can get you checked in the log tonight. But right now, we're going to move over here to Matthew.
Good evening. Hey, thanks for calling the net tonight. Appreciate that. Good to hear you, of course, as always. Good words of wisdom from two gentlemen before me, Larry and Shane, of course. Good to hear you guys as well. Lord knows every day is a gift, so we do have to appreciate what we get. And that being said, I do remember on the topic of music, I happen to remember a concert I went to. It was a music festival, actually. And this was in New Jersey, it'd be 100 years ago. But it was an all-day thing where it was like, I think it was Foghat, the Little River Band, the Grateful Dead, the Beach Boys, the Steve Miller Band. It's just a wide variety of music. There was another group or two. And it was just a lot of fun. I mean, there's all different sorts of people. Talk about a melting pot of different people. It was pretty amusing. But remember that day still, just because it was pretty unique. Let me reset. Times, good times, and don't go to enough concerts. I'd like to go to more, but I've enjoyed a couple of late. I got to see Mercy Me and King and Country, I believe. Yeah, they put on quite the show, too. I don't know if anybody's seen those, but a couple good ones there, too. Back to you.
Well, Matthew, I want to agree with Larry and you and Shane. Music will change your attitude on things. Depends on what you're listening to. Everybody's different. I'm not saying that one music's better than the other. Everybody's different. If you hang with me for a while, you'll find I listen to a lot. I like a lot of different stuff. And I don't know, it will help calm the soul, a lot of it. And I do know the group Mercy Me and Kings and Crowns, I believe it is, or was. And then went to see years ago was Gold City. I don't know if you listen to them, but they've got one of their singers has got a really, really low, deep voice. And that's one of the things I like to listen to.
Pretty cool, very cool. And another thing, I was fortunate to grow up in an area, and you know, that was just less than an hour out of downtown Manhattan. And I was just so fortunate to get to see a lot of Broadway shows on Broadway. One of the neat benefits of New York City and what it has to offer. But of course, things were back in that day were probably a little bit more affordable than they are today. But that being said, numerous Broadway shows, there's nothing like a Broadway show on Broadway, truthfully, because of what they can do in those theaters and whatnot. So entertainment is a good thing, no doubt about it.
That's one of the things I was going to say earlier and forgot. There was back when you were going to that concert, you mentioned it 100 years ago. The musicians were probably there more for the music than the ticket price. What to do with it?
There's no doubt. And, I mean, you can see that today, too, between some of the... again, it's my opinion, but it's between the Christian bands and then some of these other, you know, more name brand mainstream music or musicians. The ticket prices are, there's a big difference, generally speaking. But that's the other thing, you know, when you grow up in New Jersey, when Bruce Springsteen was doing his round, he would do 12 shows in New Jersey. Not many places, you know, that the artists do 12 shows in one location, but he did it and filled them, packed the house every night in New Jersey, and there was a couple of years where we went to about 10 of those 12 shows the same year. Crazy times, but fun.
That's a little unheard of, 12 shows in one city, but I guess when you got a city that size, or, well, that populated, I guess that would be the reason why. And you'll probably draw people from other areas close by, too. So, yeah, that would have been something else to see him in concert.
Good in the day back then. But anyway, that's all. I won't keep you. I don't want you to be out here late. I got an early start, too. We're going to try to get the... Traveler's Rest GMRS repeater back on the air with an antenna swap tomorrow, if weather permitting, and that's the plan there. So with that, be good, be careful, be healthy, and God bless. We'll catch up with you a little bit later on. WW4JET, good evening.
Thanks for hanging around tonight. Enjoyed it, as always, and good to hear you, and be careful tomorrow, changing out that whoever's doing the climbing. I have seen that tower, and it's not a little bitty one. So be careful tomorrow, and hopefully things go smooth for everybody. But with that, we will try again for more check-ins and give that station a chance to try again here. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. With that pause, I assume we got everybody, and don't forget, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, we've got a brand new, and I mean brand new, NetControl operator. It will be his first time behind the mic calling the net, and I know the young man will do just fine. Come by tomorrow, and let's show Connor some love. He'll be calling the net tomorrow night, so let's come by and encourage him. So I invite you to do that, and then I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HX, clear.